Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Is it the look in your eyes? Or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby? I think I want to marry you.
Here they are again, Cliff and Kendall, those two big old boys from... whatever.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear. Each week, bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast.
Can't even make it to the intro. Cliff, Cliff, do you remember the good old days when we could do the intro without hearing any belches or like food being prepared or munching? I remember those good old days. We've become so lax that it's like Cliff and Kendall, two big old...
Kendall, here's what happens, okay, in life.
Okay.
And tell me if you're not a little bit this way, too. I know I am. I think a lot of people are. The longer you are somewhere, and we were this way in college, because we were just there all the time in the building. Our college was one building, everybody.
Don't tell them
we
that.
Were.
Don't think less of us.
It's more now. I think they have a garden shed.
Oh, ouch.
Oh, ouch. 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 But anyway, you get there and you get so comfortable with where you are and you just feel like, oh, I live here. And you just kind of forget. And we do live here at this show, practically. I feel like we do. The hours Mr. Snowbottom demands us keep.
Tyler, will you please... Oh, my God. Will you please go get us both a latte? Thank you.
Kendall, do you know what I love when I step outside every day?
The sun glistening off your obese body.
No, it's not opposite day, everybody. I hate that. I love the environment.
Oh, I do too, Cliff. I love it so much. It is what makes us able to live here.
Can you believe nobody else... podcast or otherwise has saluted the environment before?
Well, Cliff, we're working our way down all the major events that need saluting, and we got to the environment, and it's a very important topic.
Very important. It's right after the elderly and dogs and cats.
And I promise this episode of the show not to be like the Inconvenient Truth.
We are showing a PowerPoint.
It will be more exciting than that. Yeah, but you can't see it. It's there. Oh, look at those terrible glaciers melting there, Cliff. First of all, June 5th is World Environment Day. So whenever June 5th comes around, everyone should do their part to help the environment. You know, I think if everybody on this planet just took one day, to recycle or to do whatever that they want to do for the environment, plant a tree, whatever, we could really get somewhere, I think.
I think we could, Kendall. I think we could.
If you did that every day, you could. Couldn't do that.
Kendall, I think that you know, that's the real source of the hole in the ozone layer.
It's our belches. They're going to petition to stop Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast from destroying the ozone.
Well, listen, they could, but we're disseminating such good advice. Like, Kendall, did you know recycling one aluminum can can save enough energy to run a TV for 3 hours?
Shut the front door, Cliff. Or do that. Either one. Well, that's very interesting, Cliff. Now, one of my little tips that I have for helping the environment, one was recycle, which you just mentioned. Also, you know, if you... Now, I know this is not an... What are you laughing at? My obesity? I know what you're laughing at. I can feel it. Cliff?
My obesity, yeah.
Not everyone can afford this, but if you can, get a hybrid car. Do something else to help the environment on your daily routine, drive to work. You know, Susan...
Get a hybrid car, everybody.
Well, I mean...
why don't you have one?
I didn't say that.
What do you not care about the environment?
If you're able to. Like, you know, Susan needed a new car last year, so we decided to go hybrid. You know, if you can work it out to do that, do it. If not, don't.
Yeah, go... But, Go hybrid or go home. That's
I'm
what
just
I saw.
Mentioning different things that could help the environment, Cliff.
Did you know?
Don't get sad.
During the time it takes you to hear one belch on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, 50,000 12-ounce aluminum cans are made.
Now, are they made or are they recycled?
They're made. Isn't that sad? Doesn't that hurt your heart?
It hurts. It hurts everything, Cliff. It hurts my big, enormous gut.
There's a lot of us to hurt.
We hurt twice as hard as anybody else, Cliff.
Kendall, thank God America is going digital. Because did you know, to produce each week's Sunday newspapers, 500,000 trees must be cut down?
Well, yes, and that's terrible. But also, you know, I think one thing that people don't really think about that much is that because everybody's going electronic and we buy, and I'm a problem of this as well, buying a new iPhone every time a new one comes out or a new computer or whatever.
You're a big problem.
E-waste.
It's
growing and growing, and if you're not recycling it properly, that is terrible for the environment. So if you have a computer that's old and you are done with it, make sure you take it to an e-waste recycling program.
Kendall, next time you see me, I want you to applaud me because I have how old and all beat up all my electronic devices are.
I'll do it right now.
God, Kendall, do you know if all our newspaper was recycled, we could save about 250 million trees each year?
Yeah, well, if I stopped eating, I could lose 30 pounds in a month, but that's not going to happen either.
Well, not in a month, Kendall. Let me tell you, not in a month.
If I starved myself and locked myself in the closet, if I locked myself in the storage closet. Oh, good God. Cliff, public transportation. That helps the environment.
I love it. I can't get enough of it.
I know you are a big New York person and you love taking the subway.
I love it.
You know, out here in LA, there's not as many options, but whenever I can, whenever it's. You know, wherever I'm going somewhere that's not like work related or have to be somewhere on time, I take the metro down to the Hollywood or I take it over to Pasadena where I have band. I do whatever I can to help the environment.
Give yourself a round of applause. God, Kendall, you know the fattest country on earth, America, and Americans use 2.5 million plastic bottles every hour, and most of them are thrown away and buried in our dirt.
Cliff, Mother Nature is weeping right now.
Yeah, think of Al Gore, and think of that Indian from those commercials from the 70s where they stood there crying on the street. Think of them when you are
gonna be us
guzzling out of your plastic bottle
on the side of the road. Which now,
Kendall, what's something that you do for the environment?
Speaking of plastic bottles, you know, I work in TV production. I work in TV production, and a lot of the productions that I work on are becoming more green, and they don't have plastic water bottles. You know, they say,
thank God,
to get a cup and pour water, and everybody's like, what? There's no plastic bottles? Oh, this fucking sucks. But it is so much better for the environment, and it's so much easier just to grab a cup or bring your own, you know, Nalgene bottle, you know, whatever, you know, and fill it up with water and drink from that. That's what I do at work.
So much smarter. So much smarter. Good for you. Kendall, I have another gut-busting truth bomb about the environment to throw at you, okay?
Shoot it. You can't miss my gut. Shoot it toward there.
You're not going to like this. Speaking of our guts, the U.S. is the number one trash-producing country in the world.
At
1,609 pounds per person per year. That's how much weight we gain each year. That's how many of those we do each year. That means 5% of the world's people generate 40% of the world's waste.
Well, Cliff,
we take up 40% of the world's waistline.
Well, Cliff, that's because people in America don't care. They buy something, 2 days later they're tired of it, they throw it out and buy something new, and they don't bother recycling.
Yeah.
And now, one of the things that I do that I think everyone should try to do, and you know, this is not always a possibility, but any clothes that I have that are old or any shoes that I have, I try to take them to the Goodwill. You know, I don't get anything out of that, but somebody else uses that. And, you know.
Applause. You are due some applause, sir.
I'm not trying to toot my horn. I'm trying to tell you something I do for the environment. but I always take, you know, anything, unless if it's like ripped to shreds, I take it to Goodwill. You know, they have environmental things for like old shoes to bring for people in Haiti that need shoes or whatever. You know, just look for an outlet like that whenever you get rid of something to make sure that it goes somewhere else and it's used in another life. Don't just throw things out.
Kendall, that's so important. And that's no joke.
Cliff, that should never be a joke.
Never. Never. If you're joking about the environment, I don't want to know you.
You just turn off the podcast. Hey, Cliff. Hey, listeners. It's time for some bad jokes.
Kendall, tell me a joke. We're in bad jokes.
No, Cliff, you go first. Because I only have two. I have an extra long one. Which is what he said. Oh.
How many times have I said that today? Kendall, in honor of you, Jesus and St. Paul are sitting in heaven, and they're talking about the pollution in honor of the environment, the pollution on Earth.
They should
be. And wondering what can be done about mankind's filthy ways.
What could be done?
And Jesus says he's going to pop down to Earth to see the situation for himself, and Paul agrees to join him. And so when they get there, Kendall, they find a sewage plant, and Jesus asks what this huge metal pipe is for. They come upon a huge metal pipe.
Oh. Why did Jesus say that, Cliff? Why did he say it?
Paul tells them that it's used to take human waste out to sea where the muck kills dolphins. And so Jesus decides to take action, and he strides across the waves, Kendall, walking alongside him. Paul is soon knee-deep in filthy water, while Jesus scoots along on top of the sea, like Jesus does all the time. He walks on water.
He's always showing off.
Ever hopeful of some help, he slogs along, and Jesus just keeps on walking on water. But soon, the water is up to Paul's chin, and he says, "Master, I will follow you anywhere, but I'm up to my neck in shitty water, and I think I'm going to drown." And at this, Jesus stops walking and looks at Paul. "Well," Jesus says, "why don't you just walk on the pipe like me, you dumb fuck?"
Wow, Jesus has a filthy mouth, Cliff.
Listen, you don't think Jesus knew how to have a good time?
Oh, my. All right, Cliff.
Perfect son of God. I don't know how to party.
Picture, Cliff, it was Earth Day. And a man walks into a restaurant with a fully grown ostrich behind him, Cliff. And the waitress asked him for his order. And the man says, "I'll have a hamburger, fries, and a Coke." And he turns to his ostrich and says, "What's yours?" And the ostrich, he says, "I'll have the same." So a short time later, the waitress returns with the order. "That'll be $9.40, please." And the man reaches into his pocket and pulls out the exact change for the payment. The next day, man walks in with the ostrich, comes in again with the man, and the waitress says, "What do you have?" He says, "A hamburger, fries, and Coke." And the ostrich says, "I'll have the same." Again, the man reaches into his pocket, pulls out the exact change, and this becomes a routine until the two enter again. The waitress says, "The usual." And the man says, "No, this is Friday night, so I will have a steak, baked potatoes, and a salad." And the ostrich says, "Same." Now, shortly, the waitress brings the order and says, "That'll be $32.62. And once again, the man pulls the change out of his pocket. Exact change. So the waitress cannot hold her curiosity any longer. Says, "Excuse me, sir, how do you manage to always come up with the exact change in your pocket?" He says, "Well, several years ago, I was cleaning the attic and found an old lamp. When I rubbed it, a genie appeared and offered me two wishes. My first wish was that if I ever had to pay for anything, I would just put my hand in my pocket and the right amount of money would be there." The waitress says, "Oh my God, that's brilliant. Most people would ask for $1 million or something. But you'll always be as rich as you want for as long as you live." He said, "That's
smart.
Right. Whether it's a gallon of milk or a Rolls Royce, the exact money is always there." The waitress says, "Well, what about the ostrich?" He says, "Well, my second wish was for a tall chick with a big butt with long legs who agrees with everything I said." Genius, Cliff. He should have been a little smarter with the second question.
But Kendall, you have to admit, that's what you ask for. Not $1 million, not $100 million.
To always have the right amount of money. Or to have that.
Kendall,
yes.
Guess who? A young boy.
Uh-oh.
Kendall, he's doing poorly in math at public school.
Of
and so guess
he is.
What? Well, Johnny's mother, she decides to send him to private school to rectify that situation.
Rectify.
And lo and behold, Kendall, after a semester in the new private Catholic school, the boy's grades were straight A's. Even in
Little
math.
Johnny? Oh, my God.
Can you believe it?
I'm
surprised.
So proud of him. I'm proud of little Johnny.
Yeah. His mother's shocked. Shocked. His mother asked him how he liked his new school. And little Johnny says, oh, it's all right, I guess. And she says, well, they must be teaching you some new tricks. And little Johnny, he says, not really. And the mom says, well, then what do you think is making the difference in your grades, little Johnny? And, well, little Johnny, he says, as soon as I saw that guy nailed to the plus sign, I knew they meant business. Oh, no.
Poor little Johnny. Nobody has ever taught him the proper ways.
Nobody has taught him the proper ways. There was some hair on that goodie, but you know what? It's still a goodie. Still a goodie.
Cliff.
Yeah.
While she was flying down the road, 30 miles over the speed limit, a woman passed over a bridge only to find a cop with a radar gun on the other side lying in wait for such a speeder. So Cliff, the cop pulled her over, walked up to the car, and with that classic patronizing smirk that we all know so well, he said, "What's your hurry?" To which she replied, "I'm late for work." And the cop says, he says, "Oh yeah, what do you do?" And she says, "I am a rectum stretcher."
Oh my God.
Now the cop, he said, "A what? A rectum stretcher? And just what does a rectum stretcher do?" And she says,
"Stretches rectums.
I start by inserting one finger. Then I work my way up to two, then three, then four, and then with my whole hand in, I work from side to side till I get both hands in. Then I slowly but surely stretch until it's about 6 feet wide." And the cop, he said, "And just what the hell do you do with a 6 foot asshole?" And she says, "Oh, well, I give him a radar gun and tell him to park under the fucking bridge." She is going to get a ticket. Just as sure
she's
as you mourn.
Ticket. She's probably going to get a taser upside the face.
Sure as you mourn, Cliff. Sure as you're born.
Pretty good. Sure as you're born. Kendall, after a long, dry, awful sermon, the minister announced that he wished to meet with the church board following the close of the service.
Oh, thank
God. And the first man to arrive and greet the minister, Kendall, he was a total stranger. And the minister, idiot, he says, "You misunderstood my announcement.
Idiot.
This is a meeting of the board members," explained the minister. "I know," said the man, "but if there's anybody here more bored than I am, I'd like to meet him."
Oh, what a bored bitch that was, Cliff.
That's what people say. They listen to our show in groups, and they say, "If there's anybody more bored here than I am." Kendall, what do an airport hangar and an illegal abortion have in common? I'm sorry.
I'm afraid to ask because our mother superior may be upset.
I'm sorry.
Say
the hangar.
Hail Mary. Oh, no. Say four
God.
Hail Marys and five Our Fathers, Cliff.
Kendall, what's the difference between medium and rare?
I don't know.
Oh, 6 inches is medium and 8 inches is rare.
Oh,
Kendall,
I'm rare,
finally,
Cliff. Yes.
Finally. Finally. What did one boob say to the other?
Oh, I don't know, Cliff.
Oh, it says, "I hope we get some more support soon or people will think we're nuts."
Oh, that's some old boobies, Cliff. I gotta take a break.
I gotta take a break.
I gotta do it. It's gonna happen. I'm sorry, but I've gotta salute the environment with a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
More sass right after this.
Sometimes people take for granted about the best things ever planted, but they should be enchanted, should appreciate their trees.
Trees, colonies on our day foundation, spreads the word across the nation about trees.
Trees are terrific.
And now welcome back to our show.
Mother Nature, we are back.
Oh, what a beautiful environment.
Cliff, would you be rude to your own... Oh, God. What? Sometimes you take me so off topic. Sometimes I'm just like in the middle of a statement. Anyway, Nicklef, you wouldn't be rude to your own mother, would you?
I would try not to be, unless she was just asking for it.
So why would anybody ever be rude to Mother Nature? Because she is the one that keeps us all here and alive and having a good old time, Cliff.
God bless her. God bless Mother Nature.
I'm saluting Mother Nature right now, Cliff.
Yeah. Listen, mother, far too many of you
dying. That's Mother Nature. Too many of her dying.
Trees. Cliff. Trees are dying, Kendall. Every minute, trees are dying.
Left and right. Cliff, are you talking to me?
Are you talking to trees? Are you talking to me?
You talking to me?
Are you talking to
me? I'm the only one here, Cliff. Me and Mother Nature. You must be talking to me.
Hey, I'm the only one here. Hey.
Yeah, kid, I'm talking to you.
Cliff, that kid may be the stupidest son of a bitch I've ever seen, but damn, he can run.
Damn, he can run. Forrest, run. Yeah!
Oh, Cliff, that was from Forrest Gump.
Now, I think I saw that one at least 3 times.
I've seen very few a movie more than once in the movie theater.
Really? In my youth, I went multiple times. Even now, occasionally, a movie will catch me. I'll think, I really want to see that again before it leaves theaters.
I think 3 may be the most I've ever seen a movie in the theater.
I've probably seen 20 movies 3 times in the movie. 30. 40. Wow.
I can't afford all that. You must be rich, Cliff.
Kendall, I was a child. of divorce. Mm-hmm. Okay, Kendall, the one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game is part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good and could be again.
Was that a league of their own?
This field, this game.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams!
Is what I was going to say, Cliff. That's my first answer.
You know what the true Field of Dreams is, Kendall? The environment. The
environment on which we sit and record this show.
Yeah.
Cliff, we're sitting in a field recording the show right now. I don't know if you felt it, listeners. You pull me off my unicorn, you tear away my gossamer petticoats, and you put your schooner deep inside my Rebecca. That one is for you, Cliff.
Is that from Your Highness? I don't know. What is it from?
It's from Sex and the City, when Charlotte is describing a sex fantasy with Trey.
Oh, Shasha.
I picked that one for you. I thought, Cliff will know this one.
I remember, I can hear her saying deep inside my Rebecca. I can hear that.
Okay.
Kendall, our domain is the shadow. Stray from it reluctantly. For when you do, you must strike hard and fade away without a trace.
I have no idea. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Sunset Boulevard.
Sunset Boulevard, twisting boulevard. Kid, almost like Sunset Boulevard is from a movie called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Almost. I knew one
of the Sunset
guys.
Boulevard of its day.
You know, our location manager on Law & Order was Donatello.
Was he really?
He was a puppeteer. He was Donatello. He was Robbie on Dinosaurs.
How fun.
Isn't that great? All right, Cliff.
Isn't that great?
Here lies the body of Mary Lee, died at the age of 103. For 15 years, she kept her virginity. Not a bad record for this vicinity.
I don't know.
Oh.
I should know.
That is Quint from the movie Jaws.
Oh, okay. I don't feel as bad for not knowing him. Kendall.
Yes.
Hokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster at your side. was definitely part of it.
Say that one more time.
Hokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster at your side.
I was waiting for the belt. I have no clue, Cliff. No clue.
Kendall, it was a war so big they could only have it in the stars. Star Wars.
Oh, that was from Star Wars? Wow.
That was Han Solo.
Oh, that's... Yeah, I'm not going to go any further with that.
Kendall, we're going to fight fire with marshmallows.
Was that Ghostbusters?
No.
Oh.
That was a trick. Well, that wasn't a trick. It was obscure. It was from Toys. Have you seen Toys?
I have. I actually have it on my Netflix queue to watch again.
Back in the day, I loved it. Isn't that weird?
I did too. I want to see it again. Well, we are but one person.
We are but one. We are one huge butt. That's the truth.
Cliff, it's now time for Would You Rather? All right, Cliff.
All right. Kendall, it's time for you to make a decision.
Make a decision.
Kendall, would you rather? Would you rather eat a bar of soap or drink a bottle of dishwashing liquid?
I would rather drink a bottle of dishwashing liquid because I feel like that would go down better.
Oh.
You would do the opposite? Wait, hold on. You would do the opposite. Would you do the opposite? Shut up and tell me.
What if you could pick the bar of soap and it was like just one of those little bitty, like, swans from a hotel?
I don't care. Look, putting size aside.
As you say a lot to people. Let's put size aside.
Drinking and holding your nose while you drink seems a lot easier than chewing like a waxy, gooey, soapy bar. That just seems so hard.
And all things considered, I'd rather be dead than doing those. So.
That is not an option, Cliff.
Not an option.
Would you rather burn down an entire rainforest or drain an entire lake?
A lake. Drain a lake.
Do you have a reason why, or do you just...
I feel like a rainforest is bigger than a lake.
Very good. Very good. It might be a great lake, Cliff.
Ooh, I don't think the Great Lakes are so great.
Oh, you heard it here first, listeners. Yes.
Would you rather, speaking of our fellow man, whatever happened to a brotherhood of man?
I would rather.
Kendall, speaking of, would you rather end hunger? Would you rather end hatred? End hunger or hatred, Kendall? Well,
I've already ended hunger. I'm not hungry ever.
I think they mean world hunger, of which you are apparently the cause. So, you're part of the problem.
I think I would rather end hatred. Because...
Tell us why.
Because hatred is such a evil, evil thing. I feel like hatred is the root of all evil. Like, I feel like people are hungry, but the hatred adds to so many things involving hunger and so many other, areas.
If you ended hatred, you would end hunger. There you go. We got it, Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall, coast to coast, have solved world hunger problems.
All
you have to do is quit hating people, Cliff. That's all you have to do.
Eradicate hate.
Cliff, would you rather eat a live worm and let it whirl down your throat? Or a raw dead fish?
A raw dead fish.
You would?
Yeah.
I feel like a fish is so big and a worm is so
small. See, I'm thinking goldfish.
Oh, I should have specified. I guess you picked your own thoughts.
Oh, I'm vomiting thinking about your questions, Kendall. Would you rather, speaking of spewing liquids
speaking
from your body,
of, you said every you, time you started thinking, speaking of, Kendall.
Would you rather ejaculate guacamole or ejaculate Tabasco sauce?
I feel like guacamole would hurt less. And I prefer guacamole to hot sauce. And if I could ejaculate guacamole, I would be having chips and guacamole every night.
Me too. It's because we're so fat.
I know. Oh, my turn. Cliff, would you rather plant 1,000 trees by yourself or cut 1,000 acres of land on a riding lawnmower?
Planting a tree is not that bad. It's their saplings is all. You're not planting a full-grown tree.
No, 1,000 of them, though.
Yeah, it doesn't give me a time limit. I'm good.
I thought for sure you'd take the riding lawnmower, being as fat as you are.
As fat as I am. Kendall, speaking of you, would you rather...
Yep.
Would you rather vicariously experience all orgasms that incur in your zip code, or during sex have the Microsoft paperclip help icon appear with FU sex tips?
But I would rather experience all the orgasms, because at least I would be happy.
We would never not be happy, don't you think? For the zip code, we'd be begging for relief.
I don't know.
We'd move to the zip code like in Antarctica, where then we'd have like penguin orgasms.
I don't think so. I'd move to the biggest zip code in Los Angeles.
Oh shit! Get that, your head would explode.
No, I'd enjoy it. I'd be okay, because at least maybe
Kendall
that would replace my
loves orgasm,
my insatiable appetite for food.
Maybe so. I'm like, I can't eat anything.
I have to find something that would enjoy me as much as food.
Yeah.
Enjoy me.
What would enjoy you as much as food?
You know what I mean, bitch. That's all the questions I have for Would You Rather.
Kendall, I'd rather keep on going, but we can't. That's
but,
what's so sad.
But you don't have any more, so you can't.
I can't.
And Cliff, that's what makes me so sad about life.
Makes me so sad about life.
A lot of things make me sad, Cliff, but the fact that this show will not continue on forever makes me the most
sad.
And when I say forever, I mean long after we're gone.
After we're gone.
At some point when the world evaporates into nothingness.
When the world is just where there is no world, it's just a white expanse.
There's not going to be Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast anymore. I don't even want to think about it. I don't want to burden our listeners thinking about it, Cliff.
That is sad.
So I will just say, if you want to enjoy us while we're here, go to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. Facebook.com/CliffandKendall, Twitter.com/CliffandKendall, email us at CliffandKendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call at our fat line at 818-3084-FAT-4328, and we'll play it on the show, Cliff. Do you have a quote?
Kendall, I have so many quotes, your head's going to explode.
Oh,
when a man wantonly destroys one of the works of man, we call him a vandal. When he destroys one of the works of God, we call him a sportsman. And that was said by Joseph Wood Crudge. His name was Wood Crudge.
Good one, Cliff. That's a good one. Cliff, nature provides a free lunch, but only if we control our appetites. And that was William Rucklesauce.
Rucklesauce. Get up. We can't control our appetites. We've proven that time and again.
Maybe there wasn't so much Rucklesauce on it.
God. To people who think of themselves as God's house guests, American enterprise must seem arrogant beyond belief, or stupid. A nation of amnesiacs, proceeding as if there were no other day but today, assuming the land could also forget what had been done to it. And that was said by Barbara Kingsolver.
No day but today, Cliff. All right.
I knew that was coming.
Because we don't think about future generations, they will never forget us. And that was Henrik Tikkanen.
Oh, my God. So true.
Take us home, Cliff, before I die.
Salute the environment today, everybody. Kendall, really quickly. In an underdeveloped country, don't drink the water. In a developed country, don't breathe the air. And that was from Changing Times magazine and Kindle the Times.
They are a changing.
Right. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. Salute your environment, and we'll see you here next week.
I love the environment. We love you, too.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.